This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Tuesday, the 5th of October.
Justin, we know about the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. We also know about the Great Debate. Yes. And now we're hearing whispers of the Great Resignation. New data shows that 2 in 5 Aussies are getting ready to leave their current jobs within the next 6 months.
Ouch.
See, people have been reassessing their professional lives and their priorities while stuck at home for the last 2 years.
Interesting. Brett, it's time for El Salvador to move over. There are new crypto cowboys and cowgirls in town. Now, apparently, Tongan members of parliament are hoping their country can copy El Salvador by adopting Bitcoin as legal tender.
Ooh.
Kind of makes sense given Tonga's GDP is 40% made of international remittances.
3 prize-winning stories today, Justin.
Let's do it.
For our first, Aussies who are fully vaccinated have the chance to win $1 million dues, and it's all part of a new lottery created by a group of philanthropists.
Move over, Tats Lotto. There is a new sheriff in town. What is the story here?
All right, some background, Jazzy boy. The whole vax lottery concept started back in the US earlier this year.
And that was when the US state of Ohio held lotteries that offered $1 million to those people who had at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine.
And now it's time for our moment in the sun.
Yep. The $1 million Vax Alliance has launched a promotion for those who get both jabs before mid-December.
And it's not small, Justin. We're talking a total prize pool of $4.1 million.
And the Aussie version of the campaign's also going to offer weekly draws of $1,000.
Now, who can actually win this thing?
We're talking Aussies aged over 18 who are fully vaccinated by mid-December.
And the alliance is made up of a group of philanthropists and corporations that hope to push national vaccine rates above 80%.
So what's the key learning here?
Strategic philanthropy is a unique way to combine a company's marketing goals with an intention to increase the well-being of mankind.
That means you can be helpful to the community, but your business is also receiving benefit. Hey man, as we know, this group of philanthropists ain't the first to drive vaccinations within the community.
Well, we know NAB temporarily changed their logo to JAB.
We know TAB temporarily changed their logo to JAB. Very original. So, although it's not the first campaign, it is definitely the most appealing campaign so far.
Mm-hmm. For our second story, Nick Scali Furniture, the Aussie furniture company, will almost double its size after it announced that it's going to buy its arch rival Plush for over $100 million.
COVID has done wonders for the home furniture space, Brett. Mm. What is the story?
Okay, so Nick Scali started back in 1962 and sells all things furniture.
Think lounges, dining tables, coffee tables, chairs, lamps, the whole lot.
Now, for some industries, COVID has been an absolute curse. Hello, travel.
Yep.
But for others, it's been an absolute blessing.
Like the home furnishings industry.
Yep, every single person has suddenly realized how disgusting their couch is after lying on it for the past 18 months.
Or they've decided to zhuzh up their home office.
And Nick Scali's laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
Their profits doubled over $84 million just in the last 12 months.
And now they've acquired sofa retailer Plush Think for $103 million.
Now, Justin, this deal is expected to be an accretive acquisition for Nick Scali.
So what's the key learning here?
An accretive acquisition is when a company like Nick Scali acquires another company like Plush, and the deal increases the acquiring company's earnings per share.
That would be the company's earnings divided by the number of outstanding shares.
And Justin, these type of accretive acquisitions are usually pretty good for a company's share price.
Yep, think about it. All of a sudden, Nick Scali's earnings go from around $84 million to over $110 million.
And with no new shares being created, there is now more earnings per each outstanding share.
So it makes sense that investors love that.
No surprises here, Justin. Nick Scali's share price increased by 10% after this announcement.
Mm. For our third and final story, world leaders, celebrities, and billionaires have all been caught up in the largest leak of offshore accounts in history.
Ooh.
And B-man, 400 Aussies are involved too.
This is juicy, Justin. I thought the Panama Papers were big, but the Pandora Papers opening a whole new box here. What is the story?
All right, so a group called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICIG for short, they've done nearly 2 years of hardcore research.
And they somehow accessed nearly 12 million confidential documents with some pretty scandalous info.
Yeah, this is info that the Daily Mail could only dream about.
And what exactly does it contain?
Assets and investments of some seriously high-profile people.
We're talking politicians like ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We're talking celebrities like Shakira and Claudia Schiffer.
And it's pretty juicy because all these documents show their investments that have been made via offshore companies.
So what's the key learning here?
Offshore companies, companies set up in a country or jurisdiction outside of your own, and generally they're set up in countries with very low tax rates.
Think Panama, think the Cayman Islands.
And Jazzy boy, it's estimated that around 10% of the world's wealth is parked in offshore tax havens,
which costs governments hundreds of billions of dollars in lost tax revenue every year.
And for some people, these offshore companies make total sense.
Like if you have business dealings in multiple countries.
But for others, it can become a way to shift profits from high tax countries to companies that exist only on paper.
No office, no receptionist, not even a logo.
But they also have been used for some illegal reasons.
Like tax evasion, like money laundering, even fraud or organized crime.
So when celebs and politicians get found out to have offshore accounts, it definitely raises a few eyebrows.
And you can imagine there's still a lot more to come, B-Man.
Mm-hmm. Fox family, have you been spending a little bit of time on TikTok lately? If you're looking for a little bit of business news while you're hanging out there, or perhaps a little bit of personal finance, follow flux.finance.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.